Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Residents in Denver's Elyria-Swansea neighborhood are demanding the owner of a new data center agree to their terms. As Tegan Wendland reports, they want a good neighbor agreement.
About 100 residents and advocates gathered at Elyria Park Friday. They worry the giant new data center, built by Denver-based CoreSite, will use massive amounts of water and power and pollute the neighborhood. Alma, who used only her first name, grew up there.
They're not only targeting our drinking municipal water, our power, they are also targeting our only health and human lives.
The GES Coalition and other community groups want the company to agree to their terms before a public meeting at the end of the month. That includes agreeing not to expand the facility, disclosing all details of their plan, as well as paying for their own power and a public health study. CPR News, Tegan Wendland.
Many mountain towns are finally getting snow after months of snow drought. CPR's Molly Cruz has this report.
I'm currently in Vail, where they're expected to receive up to 6 inches of snow over the weekend, thanks to a winter storm hitting parts of northern and central Colorado. Most of the West is experiencing a record low snow season, with scientists saying this is the worst snow cover they've seen in decades. So the incoming snow is bringing a lot of excitement to ski towns like Vail. Locals tell me they have been getting by on mostly man-made snow this ski season, so they're really looking forward to some fresh powder to hopefully draw in more crowds and bring more business to the area.
That's Molly Cruz reporting, and I'm Mike Purcell in Colorado Springs with KRCC and CPR News.